Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King. Join us as we discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Hosted by Michael King, a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and author of Contracting with the King. This hour is brought to you by HomeTalk.expert. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to listen at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like HomeTalk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, HomeTalk.expert proudly presents the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Guys, ça c'est la vente au relais. That's right, let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I am streaming live at GCNLive.com. That's the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours taking some calls, answering some emails. I'm also going to be interviewing some of the top home improvement industry experts around the globe, so we sure hope you stay with us. Don't forget, you can follow us on all your social circles, Facebook, Twitter. The keyword is what? Home Talk USA. All right, we're going to begin this hour. His name is Chris Camperman. He's been kind of a fixture on this show for quite some time now. He's with a company called Decorators. They're one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories. And we're going to be talking about outdoor living in general. He's on the line right now from the great state of Michigan. Some people say Michigan, but I say Michigan. But hey, Chris, how you doing, my buddy?
Hey, Michael. Good to be here with you again. Hey, I love that new intro music there. I like that you updated it.
Yeah, I had to. Couldn't get anybody to buy it, but that's just the way it is, you know. But hey, you know, when a lot of – I can remember, Chris, before we start with the topic, when I started in this show business a little bit over 30 years ago, been on this network, I think 23 now, a couple more years, I'm going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary on the GCN network. I can remember they had probably 15 home improvement shows across the country. Mm-hmm. And I can remember that nobody realistically wanted to carry our show, and GCN stood up, and old Ted Anderson and the group down there decided to give the Cajun Man a chance. And right now, I need to tell you, it's probably about three national shows left. So we're still here. I don't know why, but we're still here, Chris. But
You keep connecting with that audience and providing good content. So that's why I'm still here. So
well, you know, like what you do. Yeah, a lot of these shows are boring, you know, it's like, this is boring, and, you know, it's a home improvement show, and I can understand that a lot of technical stuff, but we try to make it funny and try to make it to where, hey, look, let's face it, Chris, and you said it many times, you know, home improvement is one of the biggest investments you're going to make, especially outdoor living, outdoor decks is a real costly investment, so you might as well have all the information you need, and that's why I love you guys and Decorators and Universal Forest Products for coming on and kind of help out a little bit. But with all that being said, man, what is the latest with Decorators and outdoor living in general, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, Michael, it's, you know, home improvement, while it may seem like a dry topic to some people, it should be fun. I mean, it's where you live, where you spend time with friends and family, and where you create lasting memories, and that's part of what we've been focusing on at Decorators. You know, it's an additional room on the house. It should be an area where you have good times and good memories and create a space where you want to go, you know, at the end of the day or spend, you know, your time outside on weekends. But something we take pride in, we certainly help you, like you helping us deliver that message, and it's been a very good relationship we've had over the years, and I appreciate that. So, but, you know, in general, with what's going on with outdoor living, summer's here. I mean, I'm not sure how warm it is, but you, I'm guessing it's very warm.
It's over 100.
Records in,
yeah, it's over
100. In Texas,
yeah.
And so on.
Yeah.
And, you know, warm weather is fully upon us in most parts of the country. You know, homeowners are still looking to utilize that outdoor space as much as possible. You know, however, during these times when you're setting some records and, you know, up in triple digits, a lot of that time is spent during the evening hours when it's a little cooler out and a little more tolerable to be outside with your friends and family. Also, just, you know, let's face it, some of the lumber prices and cost of building materials are starting to level off, and getting to a price point that seems, tolerable for homeowners to make their investments and continue with their projects that they were investing with a couple of years ago. But, you know, we're seeing the do-it-yourself side of things spike a little over the past couple of weeks. Couple of factors for that, but, you know, gas prices and cost of travel in general being as expensive as they are, you know, consumers are looking to find a balance between investing in those home improvements and then spending their disposable income on leisure activities. We're still seeing the builder and contractor side of things go strong. You know, with those rising interest rates you're seeing on homes, people are understanding that, hey, they're probably going to be in the home they're in right now for some extended period of time. And
Yeah. They're
looking to create an outdoor oasis off the back of their home. And contractors continue to fill that need. So we do expect, you know, repair and remodel to perform well as people understand, like, hey, it probably doesn't make a lot of sense for me to move at this time. I want to, you know, make my home into what I want it to be. So.
Well, yeah, and very good point. But what are some of the features you're seeing homeowners really incorporate into their decks, Chris? I mean, that really make them go beyond, say, an ordinary square or rectangle deck.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, decks have been fairly cookie cutter in that, hey, you can get a 12 by 16 or 16 by 20. It's all kind of in, you know, rectangles and squares. And, you know, I mentioned just previously homeowners are looking to create an oasis to escape, you know, their daily lives. And a key component of that is creating some sort of privacy. So we're seeing some privacy elements that continue to be a highly requested deck feature. You know, this can be achieved by creating an accent wall on a portion of the deck. It's typically situated to minimize views of a street or exposed area of the yard. Well-designed and planned-out landscaping can provide some of this as well. But even better is incorporating natural elements like vertical planters and living walls to the actual privacy wall to create some natural elements to that outdoor space. Pergolas, we've talked about them many times. They're certainly not a new element of a deck, but they are becoming very standard. They look great and for purpose of creating shade during certain times of the day. Our new very plank decorators, Voyage decks, for roof slats on a pergola, the added width creates more shade throughout the day. Permanent bench seating is also a feature we're seeing more of on decks. You know, if you plan to entertain, which many homeowners do, then having some built-in seating on a deck, rail, or privacy wall is something to strongly consider as you plan that deck project. Outdoor tables and chairs end up taking a lot of space on the deck, and incorporating seating around the perimeter leaves you with more space to accommodate guests and other decking features. And then finally, we're seeing built-in planters that are being incorporated more and more on the deck. Many homeowners like to grow herbs or have fresh flowers that are easily accessible. Having the ability to grow and tend to them on your deck, you know, is very convenient for them. It also adds, again, that natural element to that outdoor space, which a lot of homeowners like and desire.
Well, Chris, you've mentioned about the weather. I mean, let's talk about, say, as the weather heats up, what are some common ways for homeowners to really incorporate some relief from the heat and to really continue to enjoy their deck, say, through the warmer decks of summer, Chris?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned pergolas earlier, and they're a great way to create some shade. There are also ways to make pergolas a more consistent way to beat the heat. You can incorporate some fans and retractable shades and canvas elements to create additional shade during those, you know, very warm times of summer. Speaking of canvas, shade sails are becoming a more common way to add some shade to a deck. You know, as long as you have good anchor points, you know, on the deck, rail, and the home, these are fairly easy to install and remove as needed throughout the year. For a more permanent solution, you see some retractable awnings that can be added to a deck. This works well to create shade on a portion of the deck. Having it be retractable is a nice feature, so it can be tucked away when storms are imminent.
Chris, hold on that thought right there. We've got to take a short break. Music's starting to cue me in. But we're talking to Chris Camperman. He is with Decorators, one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories. This is Home Talk USA radio program. Don't forget, Always check out your independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all stay tuned. I'll be right back. Yay!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yeah, the guy that's a legend in his own mind. Welcome back, everyone. I don't know why I just threw that in. But, hey, we're talking to Chris Kampfman, if you just joined us. He's with a company called Decorators, one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories. We're talking about outdoor living in general. Now, Chris, before the break, you was explaining a little bit how we can get some relief from the heat, how to enjoy your deck in the warmer days of summer. But what about the heat retention, Chris? I mean, with wood alternative decking, homeowners are often concerned about, say, a hot surface on their bare feet. What are the insights and advice you really could offer to my listeners and to my audience who are really concerned about that hot deck surface?
Yeah, this is definitely a topic that's at top of mind for homeowners. They do hear about, you know, some of the situations where wood alternative decking is extremely hot during certain points of the day, and you know, some of that is true. But the fact of the matter is, all decking will get hot when it's in direct sunlight. But there are some basic things homeowners can consider to minimize the effects of the sun, so they can enjoy that outdoor space. First, is just be aware of which way your deck is facing. You know, if it's facing south, then you'll definitely need to think about how to manage that heat, because the sun will be beating down on that deck during a good portion of the day. Having access to natural or planned shade elements, we talked about some earlier, can also impact your considerations. You know, if you have an opportunity to put it under a large canopy tree or some way to create some shade, certainly something to consider up front. From a decking standpoint, if the sun is prominent on the deck during a significant portion of the day, then you'll want to consider a lighter color of decking when choosing the best option for your project. The most common that are chosen for this situation are lighter grays or tans, you know, beige colors and cream colors. They just will not absorb as much sun. They still can get hot. You know, again, when you're talking temps, you know, over 100 and a lot of sun, things are going to get hot, especially when they're horizontal application outdoors. Also, Decorator's mineral-based composite is something to consider as well. It performs well in the heat due to the fact that the heat dissipates quickly once the heat source is removed. So once you put your foot down, you might feel that initial sting or sear, you know, for those grillers out there. But that heat does dissipate once you remove that source of the heat. So getting a shade element will quickly allow you to be comfortable outside. And then, you know, if all else fails, it might be time to consider an outdoor rug or on the areas of the deck that have the most traffic. We're not necessarily fans of covering up a beautiful decorator's deck surface, but there are many good options now for outdoor rugs that can serve the desired purpose from both a performance and appearance standpoint, all while enjoying that outdoor space in the heat of summer.
Now, Chris, now I know we don't talk often about the substructure. Most of the time we just talk about the above structure, but let's face it, you do really need a solid foundation. That is the key to a successful project. It really makes installation go much smoother than also gives, I don't know, Chris, it gives you a peace of mind to the homeowner that the deck will perform long term. I mean, do you have any insights to my listeners on things to consider around that, that substructure of a deck?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, we don't talk about this often because we usually talk about that end project and how beautiful, you know, the decking and railing and lighting and all the accessories that we have, you know, does to the visual side of that outdoor space. But, yeah, the foundation is extremely important, and ultimately it'll help the decking to look the way it's supposed to look. You won't get, situations where it starts to, you undulate and go up and down and not look straight if you don't have the right substructure. So I do have some things to consider. As you know, Decorators is part of VFP Retail Solutions. We're a large company of many brands in the home improvement and building material space, and one of those brands is ProWood Treated Lumber. Treated Lumber is widely used as a substructure in joist systems for deck projects. It has a long history performing in this application, specifically when the right treatments and grades are used. ProWood has recently simplified the end-use designation with easy-to-understand language. It helps consumers developers and homeowners and contractors to choose the right lumber to meet the expectations of that decking project. And, you know, the pro decker builders we work with are very particular with the lumber they use for decking substructures, and that's for good reason. For one, they use a high grade, typically a number one grade of lumber, which has tight round knots, and the natural defects of lumber are minimal. Then for areas that are dry and arid, KDAT is typically used. So KDAT stands for kiln dried after treatment. This means the lumber is dried to a certain level after being treated, which minimizes cupping, twisting, cracking when the lumber is waiting on the job site or when they're installing it. So, and then finally, all good deck builders use ground contact level treatment for lumber being used in structural and difficult to remove applications. So even if the lumber doesn't come directly in contact with the ground, they like that substructure to be that ground contact rating, so they know that they're getting the right product for that end use application, where, you know, it's got to perform and it's got to keep that decking looking as good as the day it was installed. So definitely something to consider. You know, well-built, well-chosen substructure is going to really be key to a successful and long-term project.
But Chris, when you were on the show last time, we started to talk about your dealer locator, contractor locator on your website, and we ran out of time. And before we run out of time this week, maybe we could address that. I mean, how can my listeners really locate a dealer or maybe a qualified contracting team to learn more about decorators and discuss their outdoor project, Chris?
Yeah, finding the right dealer partner, right contractor partner is really crucial to having a successful project and having someone who can advise you on the right products and the right, overall design for their home and lifestyle. So head to decorators.com, look in the upper right-hand corner. We have a where to buy and a locate a contractor section. If you click on one of those, enter your zip code, it will show you the options for dealers and contractors near you. To know which dealers stock decorators products or have a display for them to come see the product, and then within the contractor listing, we do know which contractors are certified pros. And those certified pros are contractors who have been trained on our products and are best equipped to help you through the process of planning, designing, installing a decorator's deck, and having an overall good experience that you're going to want to tell your friends and neighbors about when they start planning their deck.
Now, we're going to be taking a short break. Probably only got about a minute left, but... Well, there it is. We're out of time. But, Chris, how can my listeners really learn more about decorators, though?
Yeah, the best place is go to decorators.com. That's DECKORATORS.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. We're also on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram, all the usual suspects. So head to decorators.com, DECKORATORS.com.
Chris, thank you so much. That's decorators.com. Thank you for being our guest, my buddy. Thank you again.
You,
and
always a pleasure.
Talk to you in a couple months. All right, that was Chris Kamperman with Decorators right here on HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. You can also catch our archive site at HometalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, yeah?
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden insisting that he stood firm with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman when he brought up the subject of Jamal Khashoggi's murder. U.S. intelligence says the prince had a role in it. Biden was blasted for fist-bumping the prince by some lawmakers, the publisher of the Washington Post, Khashoggi's employer, and Khashoggi's fiance, who says the president has blood from the prince's next victim on his hands.
I'm sorry she feels that way.
Biden also says he made it clear to the prince that he held him responsible for the journalist's murder. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al-Jubeir backed up the prince to CBS News.
The charges that the crown prince knew about it, or much less ordered it, are ridiculous.
The crown prince has long denied involvement in Khashoggi's killing, repeating as much to Biden during their meeting on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. All right, my next guest is no stranger to Home Talk. His name is Bob Wilkes. He's with a company called Trim a Slab. They're one of the leaders in expansion joint repairs, and we're going to be talking about how to repair those expansion joints. What is a expansion joint? How they really deteriorate? And what you can do to correct it. Maybe we might even talk about some past ways to correct it and to fix it, and how this product really has changed and innovated this project, this type of repair, your home repair for driveways and sidewalks. And I understand Bob's on the line right now. How you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing real well, Michael. How about yourself?
Rain, go away, come back another day. Rain every day.
It finally stopped here. You'll probably get this nice weather tomorrow.
And, you know, we have a lot of affiliates on the West Coast, and my hearts bleed for them. The drought and the heat that they're going through right now is unreal. And here in South Louisiana, we have subtropical weather. It rains every day, kind of like Seattle, Washington up there. You know, rain every day. And here you got all these communities that they really need water, and they're in our prayers. So if we can kind of ship some of that water to them, man, I'm praying for it, you know. So But Trevor Slab, man, expansion joint repairs. Tell us a little bit about the company. We got some new affiliates coming in, and we have a lot of DIYers out there that might be looking at their driveway and see all that rotten wood between the joints. And tell us a little bit about the company and the product that you developed to correct this problem.
Topic. The whole Trimicide concept and the product are all based on a DIY project. I bought a house in South Texas, similar weather to you over in southern Louisiana, and it gets very hot. It gets a bit cold in the winter, and it's very humid most of the time. So wood used as a expansion joint in driveways and sidewalks really has a hard time here with rot and decay. And after about 4 years, my driveway was half the wood was gone, and it was just dirt in there. So I looked around for a product that would be able to. I just wanted to plug something and just press it in and fill that expansion joint, something that would hang on by itself and look nice. And there was nothing. There was just the caulk-based things that I had used in the past, and I knew I didn't want to do that again. So I just started playing around in the garage and found a shape that I liked that would press in by hand, hold itself in, and give a nice look when it was done. I got 800 feet extruded by a local manufacturer, and I just did my driveway and my neighbor on both sides. And then a guy was riding by on a bike and said, "Hey, where can I get some of that?" And I said, "Well, company was born."
I hear these stories all the time. That company's now born. I guess we have a need and a want, and you have to have a need and you have to have a want. And if you don't have a need and a want, you have no product, you have no business, you know. So you have to have a niche, you know.
Yeah, there needs to be demand, and boy, there's a lot of expansion joints out there that look really bad.
I remember when you came, did our television show, and we got some film behind it, and you remember my comment? Well, I don't know if you remember, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, but I remember that comment today when I saw you do it in front of my eyes, and the first thing that came out of my mouth was, "You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me." And how easy it was, and what I had to do to correct it. You know, I had to grind all that deteriorated wood. I had to get some kind of self-leveling caulk. I had to make sure that the weather was perfectly for like 3 days, because this caulk don't like dry. You know, it's very soft and spongy till it dries, and it's messy to deal with. And I said, "Look at this, a piece of material that was actually made to fit the expansion size decrease. You just roll it out, stick it in there, take a scissors, cut it, press it down," and the word was, "You got to be kidding me." Why did I think of this? You know, because it's the cost factor. You realize how much I have to charge to repair that based on what I just told you. I mean,
even a DIY guy, you know, the cost of materials is for the caulk repair is the same as is really close the same as Trimislab, and so why would you add in all that labor on top of that? You know, you don't want to be out there on your knees and in your driveway in the hot sun on a weekend. You know, that's your time. So, you know, if you can speed that up and make it look great with hardly any effort, I couldn't believe no one had come up with it before I did. It just seemed like an obvious thing.
Well, let's do Trimislab 101. If I'm just tuning in to this show, what are expansion joints? I mean, explain where you see them and why, what material is used, and why these expansion joints actually deteriorate as fast as they do. Because you got to remember, my neighborhood, when you came, my neighborhood is only about maybe 12, 14 years old. And you saw my expansion joints, how they were rotted out. You saw that. Well, let's talk about all that thought right there. We got to take a short break. There's the music. You're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. We invite all of you to check out our website. When you're there, check out our partners page. By helping to patronize all our great sponsors, basically it keeps our show on the air, since none of our guests are charged to be on this radio program. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yay! Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Home Improvement Show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Hey, we're talking to our good buddy, Mr. Robert Wilkes. Bob Wilkes, I call him. Mr. Bobby. He's with a company called Trimus Lab. We're talking about expansion joint repairs. Before the break, though, Bob, we were actually doing Trimus Lab 101. Actually, we have a new audience coming in. A lot of do-it-yourselfers out there. What are expansion joint repairs? What are they? What's the problem? Why do these expansion joints really deteriorate so fast? And what we really need to do is to correct it. What's the problems if we just, you know, let it along and don't worry about it like most people do?
All right. Well, stepping back a minute and why are those things even there is a good starting point. Now, they divide concrete up into sections, and they put in dividers between those sections, and depending on where you are, they use different materials for that. And that's because the concrete, as it cures, it actually is going to shrink just a little bit, and you don't want the slab pulling itself apart. So they always will divide it up. Now, in our part of the country, they'll use essentially like a 1x4, a cedar, a redwood, or maybe even a pressure-treated wood to do that. And other parts of the country, they might use a half-inch fiberboard, which is sort of a asphalt impregnated fibrous product. But all these materials deteriorate over time. And when those things are gone or severely deteriorated, you'll be growing weeds for sure. It'll look bad. It could be a trip hazard for, scooter wheels or canes or high heels. And worst of all, what most people don't consider is the integrity of the soil under the slab is going to determine the integrity of the slab. Because if there's a section of that's washed out underneath and you can't see it, the weight of your car is just going to start cracking that slab, and it'll break up over time. And then you're going to have to replace big chunks of concrete. So that's why you need to maintain your expansion joints. Need to have a good amount of water. You want to keep the dirt in and the water out, basically. And that's what Trimus Lab will do.
And now, how does it come again?
Well, Trimus Lab will come in rolls, generally, shorter lengths. We have sidewalk length pieces that are pre-cut four-footers for just knocking out a sidewalk. Or you can buy longer lengths up to 50 feet long that you can, do for doing whole driveways or pool decks and patios, things like that.
Wow. So you have different colors, right, I assume?
Oh, yeah. We have a concrete matching gray, which is by far our most popular color. We also have a walnut, which goes really good with, like, the stained concretes, with the brown tones that sometimes people will do when they redo their driveway. And then we also have a black, which is it actually makes the concrete kind of pop a little bit because it doesn't stand out. It's sort of a background color to your driveway, and it'll always sort of look the same. It never looks dirty or anything. And all these different colors, you can clean them up real easily. Anytime you're pressure washing your driveway or you're cleaning your driveway, the same method. If you're using a pressure washer, don't worry about it. Trimus Lab can handle it, and it cleans up nice, just like the concrete will.
Now, again, you said you have different sizes. Now, walk us through the process. How do I know, again, how much I need, and what size do I need again?
Well, the overall length is going to be easy. You could just, measure it or, pace it off and figure out how many linear feet you need. And then as to the width, each of our sizes really will go through a wide range. So what you would do, you have two or three different ways to figure out that size. You can measure the gap between the slabs. And now I'm not talking about the rounded edge that may be at the top, but those parallel faces that are a little bit farther down. And the closest size to that measurement is what you want to use. So if that measurement is closer to a half an inch, use the half inch size. If that measurement is closer to 3/4, you'll use 3/4. So you can measure it that way. You can also get samples, which we have sample kits, and then you can actually see the colors, see how they'll go with your particular landscaping, and then you can see what the fit is going to be. So that's another way that you can really be sure you got the right size. And then lastly, we have templates that you can download a page on our website. You can cut these out, and you can put them inside the gap, and that'll give you an indication of what size you should be using.
Wow. Well, hold on that thought right there, my friend. We got to take another short break. Got to pay some bills. We're talking to Bob Wilkes. He's the owner of Trimus Lab. We're talking about expansion and joint repairs here on Home Talk USA. Again, don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. As always, support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator. Not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Y'all come back now, you here? Yay!
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. This is the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. This is Home Talk USA, streaming live here on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. And we also invite you to check out our television show at HometalkTV.com. That's HometalkTV.com. We're talking to Bob Wilkes. He's with a company called Trimble Slayer, one of the leaders in expansion joint repairs. He's on the line right now. How you doing, my buddy, again? Another fine hour. But, Bob, a lot's going on. We're bouncing back off of COVID. How's your business been? I mean, you're pretty much back at full strength?
Oh, business has just been fantastic. Last year, you know, everybody stayed home and seemed to be doing home repair projects. So we were swamped all last year. We were able to grow, hire some more people, feel really good about that. And we're ready to, you know, expand again and get Trimble Slab out there to more people just to make their lives easier.
Well, next time you come on, I don't know when you schedule again because I get you on from time to time. I want to talk to a lot of the contractors out there because what I realize is that, you know, the do-it-yourselfers, the homeowners that's got these expansion joint problems, you have the solution, no doubt about that. But what if I'm sitting home right now and I decide I'm not going to go back to the hustle and bustle of my job and maybe I'm looking for something I can do, like a little side job or start a little small business? Man, this would be a perfect little niche that nobody else is doing. You can actually open up a small business doing this, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. We do have a number of installers around, mostly around Texas. And they've built a business on installing Trimble Slab. And, you know, it's a service that lots of people need. And you can show, you know, you can walk people out to their own driveway and say, hey, we can fix this for you. And it looks like it's a lot of work. I mean, taking the wood out sometimes can be, but installing the Trimble Slab is really easy. So, that's complete.
My buddy, we're out of time, my friend. As always, it just flies by. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Trimble Slab?
You can go to www.trim-a-slab.com.
Say it one more time.
Trim-a-slab.com.
Thank you again. Thank you again, Robert, for being our guest on Home Talk USA, my buddy. Look forward to talking to you next month.
All right. Always my pleasure, Michael. Always my pleasure.
All right. That was Bob Wilkes. Trimble Slab and about does it for another hour in the can right here at Home Talk USA. I want to thank all our affiliates that that have to listen. Some are going to be leaving. Some are going to be coming in. We are streaming live on the World Wide Web, so if you happen to be leaving your area, no problem. Just go to our website at HometalkUSA.com. You can listen to the rest of the show right here on HometalkUSA.com. Yay!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.